The consulting overview is designed to give you an initial understanding of the industry and, if it interests you, additional resources to get you started on more in-depth research. The consulting industry can be defined as being employed or involved in giving professional advice to the public or to those practicing a profession. There are five general categories of consulting. These include management or strategy consulting. These firms look at the big picture and make recommendations based on extensive analysis to the organizations that have hired them. Once they present their findings, they are done with the project. Implementation consulting. These firms not only do extensive analysis of the organization's situation, they also help that organization implement the strategy that is accepted. Typically, these are longer engagements with the client. Niche consulting. This type of firm focuses on a specialty. This could include a geographic region, functional area such as human resources, or an industry area such as education. Internal consulting is a section of an organization that employs individuals from their own organization to look at internal problems within the organization and provide a strategy to fix the problem. Independent consulting is an individual that provides consulting based on their own personal expertise. We will focus this presentation on management strategy consulting, implementation, and niche consulting. Functional positions can be broken out into two main categories. The first can be defined as rainmakers. These positions work directly with the clients and bring in the business. The career path follows a progression from starting with associate, then moving to consultant, vice president, and finally partner. Depending on the type of consulting firm, these terms may change. There are also ancillary positions that help to support the firm. Some of these positions include human resources, finance, and other support roles. Most graduate students are interested in entering the rainmaker path and enter as either an associate or a consultant. An associate is the most entry-level position. The qualifications require little to no experience and minimally a bachelor's degree, preferably from a top institution. They do not look for specific knowledge at this level, but they do look for skills including intellect, leadership, and analytical ability. Because of the long hours required, they also strongly look at your fit within the organization. A consultant is the next step in the ladder. They also are not looking for specific knowledge, but they do look for intellect, leadership, strong communication skills as you will be working directly with clients, and analytical ability. The qualification, however, includes 4 to 5 years of experience and an MBA or a master's degree, again, preferably from a top institution. It is very important to remember in both management strategy firms and implementation firms, you may not start in the education practice areas as these are often small segments of their business. They will start you where you are most needed and you will need to work your way into those practice areas. Niche consulting is slightly different as they are looking for specific knowledge due to the fact that they are specialized by industry, function, or geographic region. If it is a large firm, it follows the same career progression as a management strategy firm. They will look for similar skills and qualifications, but they also will want a strong familiarity for the niche area that they focus. Smaller firms are focused on finding people for their expertise and/or connections. Samples of top firms in management strategy consulting include Bain & Company, McKinsey & Company, Boston Consulting Group, Booz Allen Hamilton, LEK, Monitor, Huron, and Mars & Company. A sample of implementation firms include Deloitte, Accenture, Capgemini, Ernst & Young, Corporate Executive Board, American Management Systems, and A.T. Kearney. Samples of educational or social niche firms include Classroom Connect, Creative Associates International, EduVentures, Fine Line Consulting, Gibson & Associates, Jobs for the Future, NPR Associates, and Public Consulting Group. If you are interested in management strategy consulting, you need to start the process on September 1st. The firms start their recruiting in September for students that will start employment the following May. They follow a very structured recruiting process. You will need to prepare for case interviews early on and should meet with the career office as soon as possible. Additional resources include CareerBeam Industry Research, the Organizational Index on the Career Services website in the Tools section, ConsultingCentral.com, Institute of Management Consultants, WetFeet.com, and Vault.com.